Make your mark with a graduate certificate from Roosevelt University. With 20 program options like business analytics, college counseling and student affairs, and nonprofit management, you can sharpen your skills to take your career to the next level. Many certificates can be applied to a full master's degree. Learn more at roosevelt.edu/certificates. That's roosevelt.edu/certificates. Stay safe, stay active, and take the next step with Roosevelt University.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk. NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us on the Altamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I'm just curious, as we watch what's unfolding in Baltimore with Earl Thomas, is there a rush to sign him? Is he a potential bargain-type player? I mean, the guy was on a Hall of Fame trajectory in his career. I understand that that he is very unpopular in Baltimore in the locker room. A lot of people wanted him gone, and that he's probably played his best football. But, I mean, beggars can't be choosers. You expect him to land somewhere in particular?
Well, here's the thing. I think that any team that would be interested in Earl Thomas at this point needs to understand exactly what went wrong with him in the Seahawks through 2018, what went wrong with him in the Ravens so quickly. I mean, the Ravens saw enough in him to give him a four-year, $55 million contract. He made $20 million for one season. There's going to be a fight over the $10 million guaranteed salary that he is due to make this year. The Ravens are going to try to keep him from getting any of that. That's why they terminated him for the reason they did, personal conduct that adversely affects the team. And I would want to know exactly what he did. What got the locker room so up in arms? Guys who typically never say anything about anything were saying, we got to get rid of this guy. So before I go that route, I want to know everything there is to know about Earl Thomas. And I think part of it, too, is, and one of the reasons there won't be a land rush, I think teams realize this guy needs to humble himself a little bit. Whatever the reason, whatever it is that went down, he would benefit from a cooling off period where he has to spend some time pondering the possibility that no one wants him. And look at what it did for Cam Newton, even though it was entirely different circumstances. But Cam Newton being unwanted and unsigned, in large part because people couldn't determine whether or not he was healthy, couldn't properly work him out, give him a physical because of the pandemic, that started a fire burning in Cam Newton that will benefit the New England Patriots greatly. And they knew the right moment to swoop in with a very team-friendly offer to get him signed. And that's why I'm keeping one eye on the Patriots, because wouldn't it be a Bill Belichick move to let everyone else decide, we don't want this guy. And then once his interest bottoms out and once he's in a mindset where he'll take whatever he can get, here comes Bill, and we'll say, well, we should have seen that one coming all along.
Mike, yesterday the league announced that they had administered 58,000 tests between August 12th and August 20th with zero player testing positive. So that's on one hand. On the other is Sunday snafu, where 77 false positives affected 11 teams and had the NFL trying to go into damage control. Where is your level of confidence in the light of what's happened in the last 48 hours in the process?
Well, I have confidence that the NFL can meet the challenge of keeping the virus out of the building. I have real questions about what the hell happened at the New Jersey laboratory of bioreference laboratories that resulted in 77 false positives. They issued a 93-word statement yesterday that can be boiled down to two. It happens, or a word other than it happens. They didn't give an explanation. They didn't say what it was. They said it's not employee-related. It's not reagent-related. It's not machine-related. Okay, then how did you get a contamination of that many samples that 77 of them turned up positive? And if you don't know how and why it happened, how do you keep it from happening again? So I'm hoping that they know the truth and that they've chosen to conceal it, because that at least will increase the chances of keeping it from happening again. If they truly don't know what the hell happened, then we have to be bracing for something like this to happen every given Sunday, Monday, Thursday, any day that games are played this year, where you could have a bunch of false positives come back, and then you have to determine, are they false? How quickly can we determine they're false? What do we do if a team is getting ready to get on its bus to go play a game that day? These are some of the issues that that advisory committee will have to be ready to deal with in a compressed time frame as the issues pop up. And it was just an example of the kind of curveball that we can get at any point this season.
And I mean, it was my understanding that the rules state that if you have a positive test, even if it's a false positive, you have to kind of stay away for 24 hours, then take a test, pass it in order to play. So what would that mean if you had four key players on a Sunday and you tried to move the game to a Monday? They wouldn't be available until Tuesday? I mean, I don't understand. I like the idea that the league's going to look at it and use it as a learning experience, but I'm not sure that there's any way of really being able to counter something like this happening.
Well, I agree with you. And when you consider that the NFL is committed to full flexibility and considering all options, when it comes down to one game at a time, one week at a time, think about what happened. And it's been 10 years now. Vikings were due to play the Eagles on a Sunday night in Philadelphia, blizzard bearing down on the East Coast. And so they moved the game to Tuesday night. And the teams had a game on the following weekend. So, you know, you have flexibility. You can move games from Monday to Tuesday, from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock. You can shift things around. And I think that's going to be part of what this advisory committee helps the commissioner figure out how to do. And I think it's dual concerns. One, competitive. Two, financial. You're not going to want to leave a hole on Sunday night if it happens in a way that causes the NBC broadcast to be jeopardized, unless they do move it to Tuesday night and give a primetime platform there. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's going to happen. And they're going to have that flexibility because there aren't going to be a lot of fans at the game, so they're not going to be inconvenienced. And it's not like you have to worry about a conflict with the Rolling Stones coming to town later that week, because none of that kind of stuff is happening that would screw up access to the stadium. So I think they just have to be ready to make these decisions and ready to move, and they need to be thinking about all of the permutations ahead of time and plan for every possible thing that could happen, so when it does happen, they're going to be able to move quickly.
Mike, I think I heard Tom Brady last week talking on a radio interview, or maybe it was television, about the effects of no preseason games and how he welcomed that because he's so many new players in a new offense, new environment. And I wonder if that's a consensus around the league with new coaches or new players, and what effect not having preseason games will have on the product once we get to week one. Do you have an opinion yet about what effect no preseason games will have on what we're going to watch on Sundays?
Well, I think all we can do is make extrapolations based upon other things we've seen in the past. And remember in 2011, when in order to get the CBA done, the owners agreed to all sorts of things that didn't cost them any money, like fewer off-season workouts, fewer padded practices. And we've seen early in the seasons the effects of that. The offensive line play isn't where it needs to be. The defenses often are ahead of the offenses. We've seen slow starts for teams like the Patriots as they get their sea legs under them. And I think it puts a premium on continuity this year. Coaching staff and player continuity. A team like the Chiefs that has most of its starters back, that has its coaching staff back. The teams that can just pick up where they left off are going to be in a much better position than the teams that are a bunch of new pieces being thrust together. And we're going to see potentially the product of that come week one and really into October as teams get their guys better in shape and better accustomed to playing with each other and playing for any new coaches that may be on the roster.
I had to laugh when I saw the story of Vic Fangio saying that he doesn't really give a damn about the inconsistency with the attendance policy. But there are a lot of people that do care about that. And, you know, it's understandable that the league is going to allow individual principalities to make the rules. But the fact is, that is a competitive advantage, having a crowd versus not having one. And maybe there's a safety issue too, Mike. But Vic, you know, he's a cantankerous soul, so it doesn't surprise me that that he's not bothered by it.
Well, and I'm glad he's not bothered by it, because there isn't a damn thing they're going to do about it. Right. They're not going to change it just because Mike Zimmer doesn't like it and Sean McDermott doesn't like it. And you look at it and say, well, yeah, there is a competitive imbalance here. If one team is playing all of its games at home with no fans and then goes on the road and has to deal with fans, then I don't know what the impact of 15,000, 20,000 fans will be. And the other thing, too, we're seeing the capacities that are going to be permitted for some of these stadiums. That doesn't mean everybody's showing up. You know, the Packers had more than 80% of their season ticket holders opt out. You say in Miami, hey, we got 13,000 seats to sell. You may have 12,000 seats to sell by the time the game starts. So I think that at the end of the day, and it's funny to me that the NFL just won't come out and say it. They had a conference call yesterday, and you've got the PR guy and you've got the chief medical officer dancing around what it ultimately is. And what it ultimately is, and my mom taught me this Ben Franklin phrase when I was very young, and it took me about 20 years to figure it out, a penny saved is a penny earned. In this case, a dollar earned is a dollar saved. They are looking at $7 billion in losses if there are no fans all year. So every ass that you can put in a seat builds back some of that money that is otherwise going away forever. And they should just say it. Look, it's a business. They don't want to say it's a business because I guess there are people out there, just like there are people who think wrestling's real. Sorry. They think that football is just some like grand endeavor in the interest of sport. And yeah, no, it's a business. And the goal is to make as much money as possible. So they're not going to say, well, since this team can't have any fans this year, no team can have any fans. Baloney. They're not going to do that. And the reason they're not going to do it is they want to save as much of that $7 billion as possible. And I wish they would just come out and say it, because anybody who pays attention to the sport understands it. And it's okay. We understand it's a business. You can still enjoy football and understand what it ultimately is. It's an endeavor to make as much money as possible, like anything else in our country.
Mike, nobody's surprised in Chicago. Aaron Rodgers looks sharp for the Packers, but I do wonder what you think about reports that Jordan Love, the first-round draft pick, has fallen behind, is not the second most impressive quarterback in camp, but a guy named Tim Boyle actually might be. And is that just a rookie making adjustment and having difficulties, or any level of surprise there?
Well, they drafted this guy based on his potential, and that's one of the reasons why it was an even bigger slap in the face. It's not like Tua slid down into the mid-20s and the Packers moved up to get him. They moved up to draft a guy based on potential when they could have taken a great receiver. I just posted something about Chase Claypool, who lasted until pick number 49, the 11th receiver taken. He's generating more buzz than any of the receivers in any other team that were taken ahead of him. And the Packers' clear need at the position, that's what I think gets under Aaron Rodgers' skin and maybe setting the stage for Rodgers to just be upset at everybody and go out and have a great season. But, you know, Jordan Love wasn't going to play this year anyway. And the question is, when will he be ready to take the mantle from Aaron Rodgers? Because you assume, if it was a second-round pick like Jimmy Garoppolo in 2014, then, you know, maybe he hangs around and eventually gets traded or whatever. And, you know, when it's a first-round pick, who you have in a contract for 4 years plus a one-year option after that, you assume at some point they're going to flip from Rodgers to Love. It's not going to happen this year. The question is, how does he develop? How does he build? How does he grow? And that's why I miss not having preseason. A lot of the games are meaningless, but I want to see how these rookie quarterbacks look. I want to see if they pass the eyeball test. And for Jordan Love, if he doesn't play at all this year, we won't know it until next year in the preseason.
Mike, thanks a ton. We appreciate it as always.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
have a
Mike.
Great week. See you.
You too.
That's Mike Florio. All right, we're going to be right back. We've got Dan Bernstein. We get an opportunity to talk to our friend and colleague Dan Bernstein next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey, Cubs fans, it's Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Cubs. Join Ron Coomer and me right here to listen to every exciting Cubs game.
Swinging a bouncing ball to short, Newman tries to go to third, Baez throws him out at third base.
Listen to every Cubs game right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make your mark with the graduate certificate from Roosevelt University. With 20 program options like business analytics, college counseling and student affairs, and nonprofit management, you can sharpen your skills to take your career to the next level. Many certificates can be applied to a full master's degree. Learn more at roosevelt.edu/certificates. That's roosevelt.edu/certificates. Stay safe, stay active, and take the next step with Roosevelt University.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
DIY like a pro with Sally Beauty. Visit Just Ask Sally on our site for beauty tips on hair color, care, or nails. Shop safely in-store, enjoy curbside pickup, or shop 24/7 at sallybeauty.com and in the app. Unleash your potential only at Sally.
Hey everyone, especially all my junior NBA friends. It's Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Memphis Grizzlies. I hope everyone's holding up in these difficult times. We know you may not be able to play with your teammates and friends right now, but there are still some ways for you to stay involved in the game. We're so excited to launch Junior NBA at Home, which will keep you active wherever you may be. Each day we'll be posting drills and activities for you to do by yourself at home. Follow along at juniornba.com for all the latest and be sure to use hashtag JuniorNBAAtHome when posting.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Most dealership events include a well-scripted sales pitch. At Acura, we've got one too. It goes a little something like this. If you have any questions, come see us. The Summer of Performance event is here. Our dealers are ready, and with online options available, you can shop our best offers any way you choose. Don't miss it. Less talk, more drive.
Visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com today during the Summer of Performance event, going on now.
ConnectingVets.com. News for the military veteran.
I recently reported on toxic exposures in the military and veteran communities, and I was surprised to learn that the Defense Department is still operating burn pits. even though they're known to have made service members and veterans really, really sick, and that the VA has continued to delay providing them benefits.
Whether you were a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine, your story is ConnectingVets.com.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Thanks for streaming.